one up.
I trust you all have met Joe
Yes,
we did.
How are you?
I met a couple of you this morning. Am I sitting down?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to sit there? I'll sit here.
You don't want me wandering around and talking, huh?
You may. Just take the mic with you.
So I think we are here today to just, Joe's going to give you guys kind of an update of what he's been working on for the last month since he got started. And so you're on.
I'm on. All right. As you all know, March 28th, we came into an arrangement for me to provide consulting services relative to the current assessment of the current broadband situation in Sublette County, and to also try to come up with develop a strategy for improvement of that of the situation. Included in that agreement, we were planning, and we still are planning on doing speed tests using at least 100. We're hoping for at least 100 residences to perform speed tests for us. We've developed a speed test form in both a Excel document and a Word document. A cover letter that explains how we want it done, when we want it done, and we want to do a simultaneous test with as many people as possible at about 5:30 p.m. so people are home from work, home from school. We want it done before school is out so that we'll see what the impact is on the backbone bandwidth that's available to leave Pinedale and go out to the rest of the world. We're looking at those speed tests. We're looking to have the simultaneous test done on the 17th of May, which is a Wednesday, hoping to get all of the returns back on the 18th, 19th. I will be inputting that data into a database and then sorting through it so we're looking to see everyone that responds. We're looking to see who their service provider is, if possible, how long they've been with the provider, what their contract speed is that they've contracted for, and then to be able to have a recording from the different speed tests that they do, what they're actually receiving. For each of five vendors, we have a speed link address, or it's called a URL, that will take them on their carrier's network to the carrier's preferred speed test location. And then we're also going to have a national broadband map speed test location, which will take it to another state, to a website for conducting the speed test, which would be more like going to L.L. Bean or someone to do some shopping or downloading files. As I mentioned to someone yesterday, I thought I had driven about 1/5 of the county roads around the county, but I revised my estimate. I think I've driven 1/10 of the county roads. Today I drove a 57-mile loop starting just north of Marbleton, went out Cottonwood.
Right,
and then Ryegrass and back. I put 57 miles on that one loop. In the first 6 miles, there were about 40 houses, and on the remaining 51 miles, there were 7.
So
it's going to be really difficult to build, as we all know, to build out to those locations with anything other than radio service and be able to quickly improve service out there. So a long-term plan would look like getting some fiber built out some distance, but not all the way out, so that the radio, the folks using Wi-Fi will be able to have more locations with good bandwidth to the antenna so that they can then serve customers further out. I understand one of you folks owns that 2-mile runway that's out in the middle of nowhere there. There's an airport.
Second biggest one in the state of Wyoming.
Is that right?
Yes.
It's huge. There were two guys that, There were three guys that worked for the ranch that were out right at the gate when I got there, and they took me down and up, did the keypad to let me on and look down on the site. And they said it was 2 miles long. That's huge.
Where's that at?
Hirsch's Ranch.
Oh, Hirsch. It used to be the old Copeland CK Ranch.
Part of the contract was for me to do an investigation into any potential federal funding that could be brought into the county to help with improving the broadband. We are looking at three potential sources of funding. The primary one that we're aware of, I was aware of it from other projects, and that was for the incumbent telephone companies to request funding from the FCC under Connect America Fund, so it's called CAF, C-A-F. The incumbents just went through round two of CAF funding. They got funding for 6 years, starting 12 years ago. Then they got another round of funding called CAF 2 for 6 years. The incumbent for this area opted not to apply for that funding because based on their return on investment and their calculation of the cost to build, when the FCC provides CAF funding, they do it based on census blocks. And if you take the funding for a census block, you have to make the set bandwidth available to every living location within that census block. Around here, there are census blocks with only one living location within the entire census block. The highest dollars available for a single census block with a single unit in it is $1,800. That's per year for 10 years. So when we look at Sublette County, I got the national list, sorted it down to Wyoming, which has 23 million a year available to service providers to improve service in Wyoming. When I sorted that further down to Sublette, there's 2.99 million a year today the FCC has allocated for vendors to be awarded to improve service in Sublette County. Downside is they have to be able to provide the service they're committed to every single living unit in the county. So that means they have to get up into the hills at the very north end of 352. They have to get out past the Cottonwood ryegrass area. They technically have to be able to deliver the service to people if they ask for it, if they take the money. The incumbent felt that their estimated cost was way higher than the funding was going to provide, so they opted not to request the funding. Because the incumbents nationally left $2 billion unclaimed. So the FCC decided they were going to do an auction. So now companies that are certified service providers within the state can apply for that funding, and they're calling it CAF 2 reverse auction. Generally, I just refer to it as CAF 2 auction. So right now we're aware of 5 or 6 service companies in the area other than CenturyLink that have already been making investments in the area, and all of those companies are eligible to apply for the funding. The process will be that they have to apply, provide financial and technical expertise, and a plan for deployment. The FCC will make the decision who they think is the best choice. They're going to go through a short form and eliminate people they feel are companies they feel are unqualified, and then they will move on to a more in-depth bidding process with finalists for the funding. when the incumbent opted not to bid for the funding or request the funding, at that time they would be required to provide the higher level of service to every census block in their service area in the state. Under these auction rules, anyone applying for the funding can apply for based on a block or a group of census blocks. And right now, Sublette County is only three groups. The money is available, and on today's list, there's 47% of the living locations within the county are available for the funding. Today, that funding is $992 per living location, and that's per year for 10 years. They have to build and be complete in 6 years, but they don't get all of the funding for 10 years. So there's going to be a period in which they are putting out more money than they're receiving. There's a lot of reporting rules, a lot of restrictions, a lot of requirements that some companies may not want to deal with. And as you probably all know, with government agencies, sometimes a lot of it seems like it really shouldn't apply here, but we're still going to have to go by the rules. There's one state that got, New York State already had a operation in place to provide funding at a state level to 40 areas, as they call it in the FCC. The state requested from the FCC that rather than vendors apply for that funding, the state of New York asked that for those 40 areas that the state be given the monies, and that the state then allocate it out to vendors to do the improvements. And the state was matching the federal monies by 50%, so the FCC decided that rather than go through auction for those 40 areas within New York State, and they're all upstate New York, that they would allow the state, they would provide the funding to the state could manage the funding and how they deployed it. But the state is now responsible to make sure all of those living units over the course of the CAF funding period get provided with the service that they've been contracted for. The current auction, if you want, I can get into a little more detail on what CAF funding is and what the requirements are.
I don't think you need to.
All right. I will say one thing that they're going, CAF 3 for incumbents will be starting in 2020. Today, the required download speed is 10 megabit or better to get the funding. The upload speed is 1 megabit, and latency has to be under 100 milliseconds. In 2020, it's going to be 25 megabit download speed, 3 megabit upload speed, but the latency will still stay at 100. They have a 10-year target for 100 being the numbers that they expect, that they want the United States to be at 100 across the board. But there will be some advantages and some additional funding if a vendor proposes 1 gigabit, like a Google city. If you guys have heard of Google cities, Google is building all fiber to all living locations and businesses, and they're providing 1 gigabit of speed to every location. They've done that. They've made that decision because they did the mathematics, they did the work on it, and a significant amount of congestion in most networks today is from like downloading movies and downloading large files, music files. A HD movie at 1 gigabit can be downloaded in like 8 seconds. So at that kind of speed, they get the transaction across the network and it's gone. So they intentionally are building their fiber networks to that kind of a speed ratio. There's been a lot of discussion about the contract speeds that people are paying for here in Sevelo County and not getting them. The speed test is designed so that we will be able to determine whether or not the provider has speeds that being delivered that they've contracted with. But the FCC has decided because they're not going to take challenges to what's been filed. And technically, the incumbent's been allowed to file that what speed they're selling, not necessarily what speed is being delivered. So we're looking at 53% of the county that funding isn't available for because the registered speed or the, for those areas or for those living locations is at least 10 megabit. I think I've just about covered what I was going to cover.
Let me touch base on something that Albert brought up and you did last night at the meeting was the speed test also, even though the FCC doesn't recognize it, the legislatures are willing, and Albert them, to take it to the governor and try and push it, push the issue that we're not getting what we're paying for. So that's, even though the FCC doesn't recognize it, that's the goal, is to get the awareness out at this point.
Right.
Now, Joe, you mentioned the speed test, and you said, I think, 100 were going to be done. Is that just in Pinedale, or are you going to do any in South County?
Oh, the whole county, across the county. Okay. We have Big Piney, Marbleton, and hopefully through contacts through the county commission, we're planning on having 100 or more across the entire county.
Good.
We're making a point to get into Durant.
Bondurant.
So that's just a little over 2 weeks away.
Yep. I'm going to first send it out through the chamber email. We have about 450 contacts countywide. Basically, get it out to everyone and invite all residents to participate. The goal is to get 100 residences and 20 businesses. We want to include everyone. I think we want to get it out to the town. You know, each of us have sort of different outlets and groups of people, email lists. So our goal is to get it out to as many of those as possible. And then, yes, they'll have about a two-week period to fill this out and get it back.
The other avenue that you mentioned last night was an email address.
Correct.
Mike Christie.
If I can get an email address on the county system, we can have everyone, rather than getting my personal email filled with residents from here sending me emails, if I could get an email address on the county system, then I can just pick them up off the county. We're also looking at having the chamber address, Big Piney Town Hall, and Marbleton Town Hall as drop-off points for people that do the test. Write it in and then they can drop it off. I'll be in on the 17th and 18th and I'll hopefully get enough returned speed tests that I can start doing the data entry.
Yeah.
If I can go back one moment on the CAF funding. The incumbents were funded for 6 years. If they applied for the funding and if we granted the funding, they got funding for 6 years. We are considered to be in a high cost or extreme high cost area. Whoever gets funded for Sublette County, and they're only going to pick one provider per a census block group. Whoever gets funded will get funding for 10 years, and that's how they're making up the difference between a standard cost area and a high cost. But they have to be built and finished in 6 years. So whoever applies for the funding has to deliver in 6 years but not get paid for 10. So whoever gets funded is going to have a cash flow situation. The other thing we want to work with the vendors on is FCC allows them to plan for a year and a half to 2 years. We're going to want to work with whoever the vendors are or the vendor is to hopefully get building quicker. The business council has indicated there may be a way to provide through a third-party source where the state guarantees funding as it comes in from the federal, that they would advance funding to a vendor so that they could build quicker than over a six-year period. I've met with all of the potential vendors as well as with CenturyLink since I started on the project. I've been to Riverton, Evanston, Thame. I remember the, what's the town where Uniontel is located?
Oakville.
Or Cam-
Mountain View. Mountain View.
Mountain View. Mountain View. Mountain View. I've driven a good amount of the roads. I've been doing cost estimating. I've been taking notes as to distance, intersections, where residences are located. I've been making notes on the maps and in my notepads about the my estimate of construction costs, which was all part of the contract for me to come up with an estimated cost to do builds. I've read over 300 pages of FCC materials on the CAF 2 auction, and I have updated Jeremiah Ryman, the governor's office, and he has spoken with the governor about it, and they're interested specifically with us in Sublet because we're doing something about it. But they may be looking at trying to get some other similar type of process going with other counties that are in desperate need of additional funding. And I think I've also been gathering some data on what is being paid for 6 megabit, 10 and 12 megabit speeds in other locations outside of the county. And I'll have all of that as part of the final report.
Terrific. When do you expect to have that final report then?
Originally the project was estimated to take 4 months, mm-hmm. but I will have parts of that available. I'll deliver it as I put it together.
As you get it.
And I should have like the competitive costs for internet access in counties surrounding us. I should have that in the next 2 weeks.
Okay. Terrific. Questions, gentlemen? Go ahead.
Last night in conversation at the meeting to get this broadband study done, we were going to send out, it's going to be an email basically, that will go forward to, I'm thinking in my mind, the department heads, and they can see if they can get some people to volunteer throughout our county to help do the study. Because we'll probably send out how many emails and get 5 back or a small portion of them back. So the more we can help him get this out, the better our return will be.
Well, if the chamber's going to do 400.
Hmm?
If the chamber's going to do 400.
Well, we should get 50 out of that, in theory. So just what I'm asking is Mike gets his an email and maybe we can do a
blast a whole
thing out, see how many people we can get to help do this study and get it complete as soon as possible to help Joe out. And I think Joe, the other thing, as Bart said, he's willing to be your point of contact. You've met Bart.
Yes.
Zoning.
Mm-hmm.
So however you want, between you and Bart and Mike Christie.
Okay.
I think get it worked out. Does that sound appropriate?
Go ahead.
I don't know. I'm pretty dumb on this stuff, so it's probably a dumb question, but does this include satellite internet? Or just
no, it does not.
Landline.
Landline and radio.
Okay.
Not satellite.
And the line of sight ones.
Okay.
The line of sight
so
radio.
Satellite right. internet isn't part of it. Okay.
Correct.
I don't really think so.
So generally, if you're on satellite radio, you're using your landline to do the upload portion of the service, unless you've gotten a specific, you know, if you're just using Dish or DirecTV and you, or Hughes, unless you have a completely modified system at your location, you're not going to, your speed is going to be good for download, but it'll be still pretty restricted on the upload. So.
Okay. Further question, did you get your question answered then, Tom?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't really know.
As far as the email, the email blasts and all that stuff, did you?
I was just trying to touch base on where we were last night at the meeting. Have I forgotten anything, Matt?
I don't believe so. I mean, I think going to the point that the more people that can respond to the speed test, the better. And we are talking about we want to do it proportionally so that Pinedale representation would be proportionate to Big Piney, Marbleton, and to the county. And the more, one of the other elements that we're hoping to do is actually have two speed tests done so we can actually compare, for example, what that particular service provider says their speed is as compared to the national speed test, which might help us at the FCC level. But I think you guys can help with that. And one of the things that we've talked about at the town is that we want to make sure that we're contacting specific ones and following up with them to make sure they're getting back to us. So an email blast without knowing necessarily if people are going to come back is not as useful as circling your employees. So I appreciate you doing that. That makes it a lot more helpful.
When, just a side note, when I first started looking into this back October, November of last year, there had been some material out about Vermont being a distress state for broadband, and I had spoken with their the gentleman that wound up heading up their task force, and I found it interesting that Sublette County is almost 75% geography wise the size of Vermont, and we have 1% of the 1% of the living locations right. that Vermont has, and they were considered to be distressed for,
right,
for
right.
Broadband.
I was wondering if they'd ever visited Wyoming.
That's a very good question. I was just going to say, I think we may have a better argument with FCC asking for higher dollars than by trying to challenge the incumbent's actual speeds.
Yeah.
And by the way, I know you're all going to say you heard this, but CenturyLink claims that in 3 to 4 months, it's going to be a lot better.
So yeah, I can tell you how many years we've been told.
Everything that Dave told me that they were doing and the timing on it sounds reasonable. They built this statewide network for the state's uniform network. They put up 100 gigabit a second network that comes right through here.
Right.
But to add additional service provider or service onto that network is extremely costly. And then they have to then go out to all of those remote TAN boxes that are in all around the county and upgrade equipment and all of those. And he says that additional link on the pass-through has been augmented so that they can do add and drop service here, and now they're going to start going out to those boxes and trying to upgrade. So we'll see if that comes true. But he did say that you had some substantial backhaul issues here, and that's why they're trying to fix them now.
Okay. Matt, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, since Mr. Shark is actually representing the county on this broadband test, I think it'd be worthwhile to call CenturyLink back in 2 or 3 months to kind of just check their progress on that. It might just be an encouragement to make sure that they are committed to that, continuing to that commitment. We know how far that would go, but if that falls within the duration of this contract, I asked them to do it, but I think since you guys are employing them, it'd be better if you guys at least authorized that.
Okay.
I'm fine with doing
that. You get there.
I'm fine with doing that.
Okay. That sounds logical.
Right. May
have one question. In terms of getting the email set up for Joe, do we have a timeline on that? I don't want to send this email out to the county until we have that contact information.
My impression
is... Commissioners are leaving at 2 o'clock. We should be able to have it up.
I think Bart and Joe could go to Mike's office right now and get it done, couldn't they?
No, he's not going to do it unless somebody else authorizes it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here shortly, I would say.
Here shortly.
After we adjourn.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. You bet.
I see Andre out there lurking. Come on, don't be shy. They're there.
How are you guys?
Yeah.
You know,
good to see you again.
You're keeping some pretty tough company. He started some heated discussions.
Heated?
Yeah.
That's the only one.
Regular here. Huh? Regular.
Yeah, thanks.
There you go, Mr. Hurd.
Oh.
How are you?
Good, you?
Yeah.
Has your blood pressure gone down?
It's marginal.
There you go.
I took a few extra pills.
Yeah.
I'll be all right. Yeah, other than the twitch.
Yeah.
Take two, they're small. Go ahead, Andre.
Oh, I just kind of made a list of what we've been doing and getting done and what we got going right now. One of the big things is we got Superior Boiler out right now doing all the preventative maintenance on the boilers, which is usually a pretty costly thing to do. But he's here right now doing them. Got the road and bridge heat tubes done, those overhead heat tubes. They were trying to figure out why the burners had, the tubes were getting holes in them, getting hole over in them. So we had a guy come out and look at them, and he was trying to figure it out. And then he called someone that he knew, and the guy said, well, let me guess there. And he knew exactly where the holes were at and what the color of the tubes would be. He knew everything before they even told him. And they just needed to all be balanced out. So we had them balanced, leveled out, and the ones with holes in them replaced. So that's all good now. Rendezvous point, we're scheduled to get the hardwood floor in there refinished. If we do it now, it'll save us a lot of money in the long run, because if we do it every couple of years, we can not have to sand it down, which is like $8,000 to really do it. So we got them coming out. clean the kitchen floors in there with baking soda. We're really on a floor kick right now, getting carpets shampooed and getting floors cleaned up. That kitchen needed to be cleaned pretty good, so they got most of it, but they got to get some more. They clean it with baking soda, so it works pretty good. Carpet shampooing, did out here. That was the worst one I saw, was right out this door. It looks a lot better. Sheriff's Department, we've been doing that one, and we got a whole list of them, and we're going to help Shad out his at the Pine Dome Fire with his meeting room, and then we're going to try and we're going to resurface his linoleum, see if we can make it look a little nicer instead of replacing it. We got the guys out at the Kendall Fire Hall right now installing the monitoring system, so we can, because we're going to do a couple every year, I guess, so they can monitor if there's a fire out there, because right now nobody would know. So that's been a work in progress. So they're there right now doing that. The ice arena, we got the filter changed out in the vessel that we were all winter long. We, you know, once we got the system started up, we didn't realize that there was something wrong, and we were having to manually transfer oil from this separator. And we thought it was a float, we replaced the float, and it wasn't. And then the job that had to be done was something that the whole system has to be shut down to do, so we're waiting, and got that done. The tower's completely pulled apart up there. and we're going to have to get it back together, which is a puzzle. Got the clinic water heater replaced. That's all done. That was a big job.
What was the price tag on that? Any idea?
Well, the heater itself was $8,000-something, and then it was another couple thousand to have a professional come out and help us do it.
Okay.
But we checked to make sure that it wasn't something that if they ever did do that critical access, it wouldn't interfere. We wouldn't have to just tear it back out.
Okay.
So
it was definitely top of the line.
Okay.
I've got one in my house.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't put it there. Yeah.
And then the last couple things is Bondurant Fire needs to be restained. Got an estimate on that. Gave it to Shad, see if, when he wants to do it. And then the Snowcat Shack also needs some finish work, you know. So we got an estimate on that, and we'll plan on getting that done soon. That's all I got going so far.
Okay.
Just those couple things.
Snowcat Shack for?
The one on the way up to the White Pine.
Oh, okay, for the cross country.
Yeah, I just named it the Snowcat Shack.
Okay, all right, I got you.
It's a new building.
Yeah.
Cat Shack.
Yeah,
Cat Shack. Be careful. Very careful. The county spent money on what?
Yeah. And we're still in Wyoming, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right, very good. While the mayor is here, do you want to talk a little bit about drainage issues out the back here?
Yeah, that's what we were just talking about.
I just left Haley.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did. She's gonna get me some drawings, of the storm drain system, and then I'm gonna get her. I'm gonna rely on you guys. We need to try to figure out where our flows are.
Okay, I'll get Skinner. Skinner will be the best one for that.
And explain to her, you know, like we discussed, it'll only be in the winter months.
Yeah. I think we can work that out.
So.
Save a lot of money.
Thank you.
And the way it looks, I think we'll be able to construct everything within that sidewalk and not even get into the blacktop at all, which is going to be huge for the mayor, I'm sure. And that concrete, the sidewalk's a lot easier to replace than a patch in a street somewhere. So that's...
What size pipe do you think you're going to run over there? Four?
Right now I'm going to say four or six. Okay. I mean, that short a distance, there's really no reason to go much bigger than four, but that's why I need to find out what flows we're talking, that kind of stuff, so that
the
we can say...
The advantage to a six would be if you get a little ice build up in it, you'd still maintain your flow.
Correct.
Yeah.
But I mean, we're cutting... Right now they've got a 6-inch running clear to wherever it runs to, the park.
But it doesn't work, that's...
But it's got a belly in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So...
Yeah, we don't want two lines frozen.
Yeah. Well, even if this one did freeze, we could... It'd be a short enough distance,
yeah,
we could steam it and
yep.
make it work.
Yeah.
So I think it's a kind of a...
Well, and I've almost been... I was contemplating, this short of a run, we could almost just heat tape it if we was that worried about it.
Yeah.
As a safety precaution.
You have a boiler where you could run a line?
There's that.
Because the heat tape will cut it.
Oh, that's true. We can run it off the boiler.
You can run a boiler just to down and back, and you could set it on a thermostat so it wouldn't run all the time.
Yeah, we could do that probably.
It'd be cheaper in the long run.
But it's a lot easier just to build them to drain.
Yeah. This is yeah.
Okay.
So we're
working on that.
Yeah.
On it. Thank you.
That's down there. So.
Thank you, Mayor. Appreciate it. Okay, carry on.
We did receive a bid finally, $388,000.
A bid,
Premier Site Development.
Okay, $388,000. How does that jive with what you got saved, Paul?
A little more than what we projected.
Yep. It was.
Yeah. And a lot of that, to Dan's defense, getting involved in that a little bit more is the grading issues. The plans totally got
Can you scan email that to me? Mm-hmm. Can you give me a minute?
What's that come out of square foot, do you know?
I'm trying, how big was that addition, do you remember?
825. Yeah.
I don't have my phone. I'm trying not to. Especially the way it's been acting this morning.
I can't believe you didn't do it in your head.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm missing
$470 a square.
Square foot.
And we estimated 400. Or at least that's what I had estimated.
470, I think I have.
Hey, it's a good thing it's not that much to build a house. Nobody had ever built a house.
Nobody had ever built a house. No, there would be.
There's
some people that.
So for the standard residence, what is it now per square foot? Just off the top of your head.
Probably 150.
It's not uncommon for a public building or a government building to be around 300.
Yeah.
But 470 to me is.
And I have not had a chance to visit with Dan at all, but what I would suggest is let me talk to Dan and find out where the scare money is, because there is some. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I mean, we've all worked with Dan, and it's not a
right.
He's not gouging.
No. But if he thinks that there's issues that he's got to cover him up to that point, then there's probably are some. So talk with Dan. Okay.
The one thing that we did require is for the whole building to be covered under his insurance. After talking with Matt, and so now you've got $1.5 million building covered under his insurance, mm-hmm. versus just that 800 square feet.
Okay.
And that was Matt's suggestion, because yes, the county's covering that building, their insurance is covering it, but if it's fault of the contractor, do we want to get into that gunslinging between the two insurance companies?
Right, so why don't you talk with Dan and Paul before anything gets, I guess before any pieces of concrete or jackhammered up or a wall knocked out, all that money's got to be in one place. So that you're going to be involved in that decision also.
Well, and to keep everything legit, once we talk to Dan, I mean, if Dan says there's no way that we can value engineer.
Oh, don't use those words.
I had to. But if there's items that we can assure him of, let's put it that way, but then we'd have to award it to him and do the change order following, where otherwise we're stuck with a new rebid.
Rebid.
Does that make sense?
Yep, it does.
But without any comfort zone, I wouldn't suggest awarding it
right
to today's meeting.
Right. I agree. Okay. All right. Come back to us again.
Well, we're getting closer.
Yeah.
I have never
at least you had a bid this
time. I have never seen so many people out of work.
That shouldn't that make it easier?
That don't want to work.
Oh, that okay. Got it.
Something's wrong. Anyway.
Okay, talk with Dan.
Pinedale Fire Station. I have finally got a hold of Roger with HIS Construction. He's working on getting us a quote for the roof.
Okay.
A secondary quote. So it'll be between him and Carl is what it'll boil down to.
But he and Carl tag teamed
on this.
This project, didn't
yep.
they?
Yep.
Yeah.
And they're planning on being back up here the 1st of June, just so that you guys know.
Okay.
The second thing on the fire station, I've been talking with Kyle Dana. the way that we've, you know, they've got that color, that orangish reddish color up, say 6 feet. We're looking at maybe like a red or an orange tin, replacing that lower section, patch the holes in the stucco, get the birds out of it. Matter of fact, the picture I took today had a bird coming out of the hole. Good case, right? And letting it go. I mean, everybody recognizes it's a good Band-Aid, but it is a Band-Aid. So, but we got to protect that bottom of that building. So we're working on that. Andre and I discussed that this morning as well. I met with Dave, right?
Sitka. Dave Sitka.
For budget items, for their I'll call it shelter for shooting.
Code 50.
We did two things this morning.
The 100 yard.
You're talking out of Daniel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Out of Daniel. I mean, it's a needed thing, but anyway, he says all he wanted right now was budget. Is that what I understand? A cost estimate.
Yeah.
For that. And then the other thing was the addition over here on their storage.
At the Code 50
building. At the Code 50 building.
And are they wanting to budget that this year? Is that what they're doing?
I think that's what they're looking at.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk about that during budget.
Well, that's...
They can get a number.
I don't get to veto it?
Sure.
I mean, I did suggest, especially on that one, that's something that he could phase.
Yeah.
You know, You wouldn't want to leave concrete in the elements very long, but you know, you could probably get through a budget season, because that would probably be, at least my best guess right now, that's probably going to be over half the cost of the building.
Yeah.
Is the flat work.
That might help a little bit too anyway, because we got some fence screen to block everything off there, mm-hmm, that we're going to be putting up, but I did notice when we were measuring for it, someone's been pushing up that fence and crawling under.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
A pretty good sized, not a little animal, a pretty good sized person.
Yeah, a person could get through there.
Wow. What percentage increase in square feet are we looking at for that building?
Double the building.
Doubling the size?
It's a half a building right now.
It's a lean-to, and they're just looking at doing the other side of it. And I can't find any drawings on that. But it's not as simple as people make it sound, because you've got to pull new columns. It's got to be a standalone building, even though they've got it designed. They said it's designed to add on to, but you've got all your purlings and your girts and everything on that side. How do you fill that gap? They're all going to have to come off so they can be married. So
we need a number to talk about.
Yeah.
And that's all he's asking for,
right,
on that.
Right. Well, and we'll talk about this in budget. You know, hopefully we're at the low part of our pendulum swing in assessed valuations. We hope.
I see Jonah's selling.
We still have to be careful this year. So, okay.
I think that's all I have.
Okay. Excellent. Any questions, gentlemen? Anything for...
I have one thing.
Go right ahead.
Is it Spencer?
Oh. Horton Spencer. Horton Spencer.
Lights on the Mountain Man.
The lights
on
the
Mountain. Yeah, we actually have new stands so we can maybe put some lights that aren't going to get broke off all the time. Ones they have right now get... They get broken pretty easy.
You can tell him that it's being fixed.
Being
we have some metal stands to put some on. We're just
give him Andre's number.
No.
I'm going to take
He's got mine. That we're just a little nervous about. We got to put these things on the concrete there, and there's heat tubes under there, and so we're.
I'll let him know that it's
we're taking our time.
We're working on it. Absolutely. Okay. Super. Thank you very much.
Anything else, gentlemen? Okay. Thank you. Oh, go ahead, Tom. God. I had to ask it.
Yeah, you did.
The bulb valves.
Yeah.
What?
The planter boxes where the snow kind of gets piled up, they're broken. I have Josh out today looking at them, getting me estimates.
Okay.
To fix some of them. I know a couple of them. I know for a fact that we busted them when we were doing the ice thing behind the sheriff's department. We had to use the blade and the ice made it slide. But
we just want to work together and get it fixed.
Yeah, I was wondering. I mean, it's a little bit of money to fix them. I got three of them for sure that I think that we could probably, you know, fix if these gentlemen are okay with it. I just the thing is I know Billy. I talked to him, and he runs rubber edges on his loaders, and he knows that he's seen other loaders over there in the town, you know, pushing in there, and they don't have rubber edges. And he goes, so it's a possibility that you guys might be breaking them as well. So if we could work on something, maybe work out a deal where we could maybe fix some that I know for a fact we broke, and then you guys maybe get the other ones that we did too.
What are we breaking?
I guess planter boxes.
Well, you know, like the wood chips, the curbs, those curbs where the wood chips are in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just curb in general.
So when we push the snow, we go to the end down there, and then we have to have the loader come in and haul it away. And I mean, those curbs are covered up, so they get hit. It's about $3,000 a piece to fix them, because it's not a lot of concrete, but it's very laborsome. So.
Gotcha.
Will you work with the mayor?
Yeah. I was getting estimates today, so.
Yeah, we'll get with my Josh.
Okay.
And we've had Josh. He's looked at them twice now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like Josh Adams has looked at them and quoted them for $2,000 a piece.
No. Depending.
Oh, depending.
As an average, between $2,000 and $2,500.
Yeah. He just told me three to go be high enough that he's.
If you'll work with his Josh and get it.
Okay. Good. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. Okay, we're going to get the rest of these commissioners on the road here. Move to adjourn.
Cheyenne.
So move.
Seconded.
Second.
In favor.
Aye.
Everybody.
I'm going to Cheyenne. I've got everybody betting that I won't get there till 11, and I'm going to prove them wrong.
Yes, go right ahead.
I just looked at this noon.
Okay.
It is so easy to read. Did good job.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. And thank these guys down there that insisted on the color.
You missed that.
I heard.
Yeah.
I missed it. I enjoyed it. After all the grief I take, I enjoy it.
Well, hey, somebody has to do it.
Oh, good question. Yeah.
Yes.
We have an assessment, interview, inspection sort of thing. We schedule it every 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
It's coming up in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
You or any of the other fellows have any reason you want to meet with the guy that's coming in to see how we're doing?
I would say no.
Okay. That's a good answer.
I think we're in good shape.
Okay,
so,
but I wanted to give you guys an chance to give this guy input and say, look, can we do something to get rid of that bridge?
No. I think life's grand that way. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
If there's anything we need to be aware of, just let us know.
I try to avoid bothering you guys at all.
Thank you, Kathy.
Well, it's good to have you. Oh, here.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Can I hand these over to you,
Matt? Absolutely.
I know the handheld electric radio. I have a thing on here.
Oh. These darn things.
It's just a slide all
over. There you go. I guess.
I'll tell you what, I've got it. I hope I can make it to San
Diego. I hope you guys enjoy your next
6 hours.
When you're getting sleepy, you're in one of them
eye boxes. Oh, gosh.
Hell of a time. Jesus Christ.
I'm advertised to be awake. Stand up.
I shouldn't schedule that shit for after lunch.
I guess.
Who is that that does that?
You guys drive safe.
Oh yes.
No, we're gonna stay at home and help before.
We're gonna I've got three exciting meetings.
My
to
attend me. Is I gotta stay healthy, you know. I got a lot of people sick of me. The cat and the dog and the old man and
yes, something. Do something.
You gotta take care of yourself, don't you?
I gotta stay strong.
There's always one there perched.
If you left, it's the Raven's nest.
You wouldn't want to drive the cat's ball
right now. That's all I got to go on.
Well, yeah.
So at any point, if we could come up with a match, where could the money? I mean, how could you possibly have a
match for what?
For that flap grant that isn't ours.
Do you want me to take this? No, I'm fine. You guys start.
Yeah. So
if you want to.
I don't know.
I'm gonna think about it.
You can put a little thought in. Don't stay awake at night.
We'll just meet you at
Sandra.
Andrew's
on. You're doing this, Charles.
Okay.
So I'm thinking.
Well, think about it and let me know.